1.3 Today on Budget Travel, we're talking about couch surfing. And in the studio, we have Lucas Marks from www.couchsurfing.com. So, Lucas, first of all, what exactly is couch surfing?
Well, if you're fed up with hotels or you aren't anxious about staying with strangers, you can make a choice and go couch surfing. It's your ticket to explore the world and make new friends very cheaply. You can stay with people or invite people to stay with you for nothing.
That sounds amazing. Is it really free?
Yes, it is. Although many couch surfers give people a small gift as a thank you, or they do some housework or make a meal.
What type of people go couch surfing?
There are over 3 million members, so all types of people really. Most of them are 18 to 24 years old, but we also have members who are 80 years old. Some people are single and travel alone, others travel as a family. There's one French family who travel with their 5 children. And although many couch surfers are from the United States and Europe, we also have members in Asia, Australia, and Antarctica. In over 230 countries, in fact.
So you can see the world very cheaply.
Yes, but that's not the most important thing. It's all about meeting different people, learning about other cultures. Just look at the comments on our website. Mika from Australia writes, "At the moment, I'm staying with a family in Canada. They do a lot of outdoor sports and they're really keen on ice hockey. I'm doing my best to join in. It's a big part of their culture. Next week, I'm going to Alaska. I'm helping with a volunteer project at a national park."
So people can do some good and work on local projects too.
Yes, you can do whatever you want to. Couchsurfing makes a difference. It teaches people how to be better strangers and better friends. To understand and respect other cultures and not to try and change them. We're making the world a better place, one couch at a time.